This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
Welcome to 20th Century Boy. I still love that part of the intro. I think I've said that every week. My name is Ready or Not, Here I Come. And this is the inside of my mind. Every week, I try to do a different name at the start of the show. Generally, just like RM themed, because my name is Radio Mike, but this time I was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to do one that just starts with the letter R. Ready or Not, Here I Come. How good was that? Comment if you expected that. I bet most of you didn't. That's something you don't hear. You don't hear Ready or Not, Here I Come as much as you... I feel like the older you get, the less Ready or Not, Here I Come becomes a part of your life. When you're a kid, you might be doing, you know, 3 to 4 Ready or Not, Here I Comes a week, right? Teenager, maybe one a month. Adult, I don't think I've said that out loud for 10 years. So that's just something for you guys to think about. Of course, that's not the premise of this podcast, is not to think about the prevalence of the phrase Ready or Not, Here I Come, or any phrase for that matter. The premise of this podcast is that it's a podcast about me, Radio Mike, a young writer, producer, and comedy inclined person from Melbourne, Australia, trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life to the full. Sometimes it's easier than others. At the moment, I'm cruising. I'm loving life. The weather's really good. We're out of lockdown. Things are really looking up. Things are coming up, Mikey. To use a little Simpsons reference there. Of course, as usual in the podcast, I would like to start by saying, could you please do your 360 on the spot? We are the world's only winnable podcast. To win the podcast, do a 360 on the spot right now. If you happen to see me in the flesh, you've won the podcast, brother or sister. You've won the podcast. Come up to me now. If you see me in the flesh right now, and it's you've won the podcast, right? It's easier to do that now. I'm out and about, especially in Melbourne. If you're in Melbourne, you could win the podcast. So, you know, as we're emerging out of lockdown, I want to remind everyone to do that 360. Do the 360 on the spot. Look around. If I'm there, you've won the podcast. As well as that, just at the top, we always do plugs on this show. Of course, I would like to plug the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike, the best way to support this podcast, patreon.com/radiomike. As little as $1 a month, 2 bonus podcasts a week, the Pat and Mike podcast and the Mike's podcast. 2 bonus podcasts, 1 each week. So week on, week off for each. The most recent episode of the Pat and Mike podcast that went up on the Patreon was called Welcome to Boner City, which was a sketch episode where me and Pat did a sketch about a fictional shop called Boner City that sells boners. And that is the cutting edge content you can get for as little as $1 a month on the Patreon. Or if you sign up to the Patreon for $4.50 a month or more on that tier, you get a free sticker pack. I sent out a bunch of free sticker packs to the patrons who are on that tier and above last week. So if you've just signed up, we had a few new people sign up this week and I really appreciate it. We nearly have 40 patrons, which is awesome. Send me a message and I'll get those stickers out to you as soon as possible. But thank you everyone for your support on the Patreon. If you do want to just give a one-off donation, donation's always welcome. paypal.me/itsradiomike. Essentially, it just helps me pay for the show and to pay producer Pat to do all the amazing work he does on the show. So it's a huge help if you can spare any money. I always say $1 a month is $12 a year. That's 3 coffees a year. Coffees are generally about $4. So if you would go out to coffee with me 3 times a year, don't lie, ladies. I know there's a lot of ladies listening. You would get coffee with me 3 times a year. You totally would. All right? Donate the $12, you know, we'll just leave it at that. Or just buy me coffee sometime, I don't know. But yeah, just think about it like that. I've actually quit coffee. I am not buying coffee anymore. And that's because I'm trying to budget and save like money for this podcast. So yeah, radiomike.com.au as well to see all my content and to buy any merch. the YouTube channel, and yeah, I'd really appreciate it if you guys get around that. Of course, I should also say a Merry No-mas to all of you. At the moment, we are in the first couple weeks of November, which is certainly not Christmas. A little bit more on that later, but we are currently in the middle of one of the most festive seasons of the year, No-mas, which is the period of November where everything is normal and we do not celebrate Christmas because it's not December yet. So I'd like to extend a Happy No-mas to all of you. Thank you so much for all the No-mas cheer, which is no Christmas cheer in November. And one more thing that I actually would like to, we launched a new podcast artwork last week. Thank you so much to everyone who commented on it and said it looked cool. I really like the new style. I've updated all the branding. Really, really cool. One thing that I just want to say at the top here that I would love for you to do if you feel up to it, which is, word of mouth is one of the best ways for podcasts like mine to grow, and it already kind of has grown through word of mouth. But, you know, if you hear something on the podcast that you think is funny, or you see one of the clips on Instagram Reels or TikTok that you think is funny, a really good way to support this podcast, if you don't want to donate, is actually to just share something on your story or tag a friend in it, or, you know, link a friend to the podcast or share it. That is a really good way to support the show. So if I'd love to see a few people posting about the show on their stories, tag me in it, I'll repost it. That's a great way just to get the word out. And the podcast is growing, which is awesome. As well as that, leave a review on the Apple Podcast Store. That's another really, I would love to see a bunch of reviews coming in. That helps sort of push the podcast up as well. A few letters from listeners that I would like to read out. Some great letters came through. Get in touch anytime, radiomikepod@gmail.com, radio.mike on Instagram, wherever you want to. They're all in the description of the podcast. Radio Natasha, welcome to the radio family. Thanks for sending this one in. Hey, Mike. I've been binging the podcast and wanted to contribute pretty much every episode, but was so far behind, I thought I'd wait to catch up. Now I'm going to always be wondering what those contributions were, Natasha, so please send them through. Anyone who's listening, send anything through via Instagram. I do read everyone's DMs, so please send something through. I only have about 20 more episodes to go until I'm up to date, but I just couldn't wait to tell you that I also have the Simpsons Monopoly. Yep. Earlier in the year, I was planning on doing a Monopoly challenge with listeners of the podcast. I still want to do that. Maybe now that lockdown's over, Melburnians, please let me know if you would like to play Monopoly. And the version we were going to play was Simpsons Monopoly. And that's because I've never lost a game of Monopoly. I don't know why The Simpsons Monopoly was the thing that stood out to me the most over all of the episodes, but I wanted to let you know, loving all the content and feel like I've found a community of like-minded people. That's awesome. Love that about this podcast. Also, I have always loved the song Me Love by Sean Kingston, and I'm really enjoying the fact that you have the same reaction to the song as I do. Earlier in the year, of course, I declared that one of the best songs ever written in the world is the song Me Love by Sean Kingston, which became a bit of a meme on the show. Why'd you have to go away from home? Me Love. Love that song. Very disappointed that I won't get any mic points or the ability to be a radio superstar. Call back to season one, but I'll survive. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much, Radio Natasha. I love getting messages like that, so thank you so much. Radio Sambo, welcome to the RF. Appreciate you getting in touch. Radio Mike, love your work. I told my friend how great your PCast is. Assume PCast is podcast. I defined it as quality, informative, and an all-around great listen. He, however, does not believe me. Time for some new friends. Can you tell me everything that is great about your PCast and why my friend should listen to it? He needs help. Sincerely, your biggest fan. Everything that's great about my podcast, you're listening to it right now, Sambo. You tell me. It's bloody good. Radio Harry Alimo. This is in reference to the latest Mike Talks episode with Jack Post. Two new Mike Talks with Jack Post out in the last few weeks. And in that episode, I revealed to Jack and brought it in that I had kept all my baby teeth. I have all my baby teeth in a little jar, and I made Jack touch them all. He said, I just wanted to say, when you and Jack were talking about baby teeth, I had to pull over because I was laughing so hard. Love your content and so keen to hear how Harry Potter and the Boys finishes. Thank you so much, everyone, for getting in touch. That makes my day. All of your DMs make my day. I do read all of them, so send them in, emails, etc. Trivia question of the week. I still need to make an opener for this. Can somebody actually make an opener for this? Here's a fan thing you can do as a fan. Make the opener for trivia question of the week. It's our only weekly segment. We do it every week. So I would love for there to be an opener. I can't be bothered making it. You make it and send it in. Trivia question of the week last week was a sound-based one. Essentially, I played a song backwards and I asked you guys to figure out what the song was. So the question essentially was, what is this song? Definitely a tough one, and we had a few answers come in, and thank you all. Remember, 1-800-438-353 is the best way to answer the trivia question. Leave a voice message at that number. Even if you don't know the answer, just send it in anyway, because the closest answer wins if no one gets it right. Radio Caitlin, and welcome to the RF Radio Caitlin, she did just that. She had a shot.
Hey, so it's Caitlin. I'm just going to answer your question. Going to be honest, don't know the answer, but it's giving like Silverchair or like Aerosmith or like Bentley. It's not Disney, so I don't know it. But one of them might be the answer. Anyway, love you. Bye.
Okay, so the answer, Silverchair or whatever else you said there, I can't remember, but you are incorrect. But if no one else had written in, you would have won because you would have been the closest technically, right? We also had Radio Whitey submit an answer.
Hi, Radio Mike. It's Radio Whitey here. Just calling in to guess this week's trivia question. The song played backwards, I'm pretty sure, is the main theme from Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium, the classic movie that we've all seen and loved. Thanks very much. Love you. Get fucked.
Okay, that is incorrect, Whitey, but thanks for trying anyway. Of course, Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium is a long-running meme on this show. Long-time listeners will know. Short-time listeners maybe will not know. So go back to the start of the year. Lots of fun memes have happened. I still haven't watched Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium. There's a lot of... now that lockdown's over, all these goals of the show are coming back to me. One of the goals was to watch Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium, which I will try. I might actually try and do that this weekend. I'm just going to do it. And then the other one was to watch a movie called Pat and Mike, because obviously the Patreon bonus app is Pat and Mike, me and Pat, the producer of this show. But we found out there's actually a movie called Pat and Mike. So I might try and watch that sometime in the next week with Pat as well. But incorrect. One from someone whose line was too shaky for me to hear their name, but I thought this answer was also quite funny.
G'day, Mike. It's me, Radio Junior. Anyway, let me get this point. I hear back from your question of the week. I think it's Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. Wait a minute. I have to figure about it. I'm wrong. Or maybe it's Mr. Ingorium's Wonder Emporium. Wait, no, that's a movie. Anyway, make sure to go block the MDF and tell your friend to finish his farm project. Bye.
Okay, now to this message here, this is a perfect example of how to do a great, funny, tasteful voicemail that references moments on the show. I couldn't hear your name, but the great reference to the Good For You Olivia Rodrigo saga on the show where I called out Olivia Rodrigo for stealing the Paramore song Misery Business in her song Good For You. He then mentions Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium like Whitey, except I believe he called it Mr. Engorium's Wonder Emporium, which may or may not actually just be another movie. I don't think it is, but for all I know, it could be. Then he references not blocking the MDF, the number one rule of the show, and then he makes sure to remind Will Kennedy to finish his farm project from grade two. Again, if you're new to the show, you must be like, what have I gotten into here? What are all these references? I don't understand any of this. I'm turning the podcast off because I'm not part of it. But here's the best part. You are part of it just by listening. But if you want to understand a few of those jokes, maybe just listen to the podcast like in order, because then a lot of the jokes will make sense. Great voice message there. But of course, we do need to get to the correct answer, which came in from Radio Alex Sky. I believe he's got another one correct in the past. So well done, Alex Sky. The correct answer, of course, was this.
Hey, Mike, Radio Alex Sky is here. Might be a little bit late on this one, but the trivia question this week, I believe, sounds like Blackbird by the Beatles. You sort of hear like McCartney's vocal in there in sort of stepwise guitar motion. Have a good day. We'll have a shoe on. Your choice.
Great. Thank you so much, Alex Guy. That is correct. This song here. I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised more people didn't get it because, of course, the answer is Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Congratulations, Alex Sky. You got it correct. Thank you to everyone who called in. This week's trivia question. Again, we've been talking a lot about TV show theme songs in the past few months of the show. So I thought I'd stay along that line again. So here is your trivia question for this week. Call in 1-800-438-353. First person correct wins. The question is... one more thing. Some people have messaged me saying, hey, I never call in because I assume when I've listened to it, someone's already called in. But just call in anyway. The more audio we have to work with on the show, the better. So I'd love for you to call in anyway. Okay. Which American television series... theme song, which American television series theme song begins with the lyrics, "Good morning, USA"? I'll say it again. Which American television series theme song begins with the lyrics, "Good morning, USA"? 1-800-438-353. Looking forward to hearing your answers. Okay, we need to get on to something very pressing. Of course, earlier in the show, I mentioned that we are in the middle of Nomus, which means that we do have to do, and I hate even saying this word on the show, because it's November, I am not a Grinch. I hate saying Christmas on this show in November. But we do have to do some Christmas naming and shaming.
Christmas name and shame!
Okay. I've made it pretty clear over the last few years that I think Christmas does not begin until November. It's a fact. Sorry. Oh, whoa. That was bad what I just said. Christmas does not begin until December. And I made that clear on this podcast and I put it out to the people who listen to this show, the people who follow me on Instagram. I said, name and shame anywhere in the world that is celebrating Christmas in November. November is not Christmas. No means no. Vem-ber actually means Christmas. The month November actually means, in the original Latin, no Christmas. No means no. Vember means Christmas. Look it up. Don't look it up. I made it up. But anyway, so many people responded to this. I was absolutely enamored by the amount of feedback I got from people. Just people naming and shaming places celebrating Christmas. So I wanted to just do a little compilation of a lot of the stuff that came in. So here is our Christmas name and shame for the date Wednesday, the 10th of November, 2021. These are all the places you need to avoid because they are currently celebrating Christmas in November, the middle of Nomus. Victoria Park, Adelaide. You have a Christmas tree up. It is November. Tweed City, New South Wales. You have a Christmas tree up. It's November. Take it down. 2 more weeks, then you can put it up. Westfield Garden City in Queensland has a Christmas tree up. Take it down. Kmart in Rouse Hill, New South Wales. They had Christmas, according to this listener, you had Christmas decorations up before Halloween. That is Kmart, Rouse Hill, New South Wales, guilty of celebrating Christmas before Halloween. One of the worst sins someone can commit. It's actually in the Bible. It's the third commandment. Thou shalt not celebrate the birth of Christ before All Saints Day, which is Halloween. Now, if you know anything about the Bible, you would know that that actually is not true because, of course, the Ten Commandments were written before Christmas existed. They weren't celebrating Christmas. Moses wasn't celebrating Christmas in November when he was writing the Ten Commandments. Admittedly, Jesus wasn't born yet, but still, Jesus Christ, sorry to use your name in vain. At a time like this, Hunter Valley Gardens in Victoria. Now, this is blasphemy. Santa photos set up. Thank you to whoever sent that in. Santa photos. Kids can take photos of Santa in November. Mate, Santa doesn't even leave the North Pole for photos until at least the 16th of December. He's busy. He's got other shit to do. He's got to be packing all the presents. You think he just wakes up on the 23rd of December and everything's ready? No. Him and the elves are working all year round. He doesn't have time to be doing photos in November. Jesus Christ, again, sorry to use your name in vain. Gardens, here's our first international name and shame, and I'd love more of these. Garden Centre in Guernsey, the UK. I hope I said that correctly. They've got Christmas gear all around the store. Garden Centre, I think it's a shopping centre. My own city, the hub of Melbourne, Federation Square, was having the Christmas tree put up over the weekend just past. It would have been November 5th. Christmas doesn't start in November, guys. Remember, no means November means Christmas. David Jones, a fashion store in Sydney, New South Wales. Someone sent me a photo of this. Out of control. Absolutely out of control with Christmas decorations. God. Robina Town Centre in Queensland, decked out in Christmas decorations. Plenty Valley Westfield Shopping Centre. They have a giant inflatable Santa bear. Doesn't even make sense. Santa's a person. You know, why an inflatable bear dressed as Santa? Someone pop it. Or deflate it until December. Disney theme parks across the world are beginning Christmas. Disney of all people. Jesus. MacArthur Square in Campbelltown, Sydney. I don't even know where that is, but I assume it's shit because they're celebrating Christmas. Ferguson Plare in Sunbury. Someone who lives in Sweden sent me a picture of a giant Christmas angel set up in like a local area. Why? It's November. Kyle sent me a message. Thanks, Radio Kyle. Welcome to the RF. Yo, Campaspe Council. Don't know where that is. I think it's actually in Victoria. Campaspe Council put up Christmas decorations around town last week. So sad. That is sad. I'm very sorry for your loss of the spirit of Gnomus. Radio Liam. Again, the very heart of my city, Melbourne. There's already a Christmas tree up outside the State Library. The library of all places should know that Christmas doesn't start until December. I'm sure there's books in there talking about it. Radio Snake Rollings. And this is where, you know, this is where ethically you get into some murky territory. Because he said, my mum has her Christmas tree up. Should I stop going to her house? And the answer is yes. You can't go to your mum's house. It's dangerous because we're in the middle of Gnomus, but she's preparing for Christmas. And I'm sure if you've been listening for the past 5 minutes, you know. No means no, and Vember means Christmas. Ember means Christmas, right? December. Deck means 10. Ember means Christmas. 10 days of Christmas in December. That's why it starts on the 15th and goes to the 25th. There you go. See? Didn't even know that. Alyssa. Welcome to the radio family. I work at Aldi and we have Christmas stock everywhere. And we had Christmas trees on sale today. Do I quit? Again, difficult ethical dilemma, but the answer, admittedly, is yes. You need to quit that job. You cannot work for a company that celebrates Christmas in November. It makes no sense. Because you must know you're working for a bunch of bloody idiots. No offense. Susanna. Radio Susanna over in the UK as well. Maybe Ireland or maybe London. Caught my local Ralph's, which is a grocery store in the UK, apparently, pushing early Christmas on the end caps the day after Halloween. Day after Halloween's just as bad as the day before Halloween. We need time to regroup. Even Osher Ginsberg, who is a well-known television personality, he actually posted on my story, he posted on his story the exact same thoughts as me about Christmas. I love Osher Ginsberg, so I was really happy with this. He pretty much said, hey, Christmas doesn't start until December. And then I tagged him in my story, and he reposted it. Osher Ginsberg reposted my opinion about Christmas on his story. One of the biggest television presenters in the country won't celebrate Christmas in November. What does that tell you? That you shouldn't do it. It's revolting. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, why, what do I do? Because if everywhere if everywhere is celebrating Christmas, I won't be able to go anywhere until December. And to that, I say, yeah, don't back down from this. If you go into a shop and there are Christmas decorations up, immediately walk out and show your disgust. Do like a... do that. If you're in a shop and they're playing Christmas carols, request that they turn them off or walk out. On December 1st, I've decided that I'm going to say from December you can start celebrating Christmas. For me, it's a personal choice. I don't start till the 15th of December, but on December 1st, I'm happy for you to go into shops and start celebrating Christmas. You know, meet halfway. November though, if you're celebrating Christmas in November, we're going to name and shame you. All through November, we're doing this, so continue sending them in. One huge development on the show that we need to bring up, this is huge. Some of you might have seen this in my story, but if you're a long-time listener of the show, you will know that I have a long and tumultuous history with the brand Grilled Burgers. It's actually not tumultuous. It's a good working relationship we have now. We're really good together. I called out Grilled many, many months ago, got like 200K, I think, views on TikTok, saying that I never liked Grilled. I've never liked Grilled. It went gangbusters. Grilled replied, started doing some cheeky back and forth with the PR person or the social media person from Grilled, I started telling people to go to Grilled. I became the unofficial ambassador of Grilled Burgers here in Australia. I got people to tag me in their stories when they were at Grilled, which I encourage you to keep doing. If you go to Grilled, tag me in your stories. If you go to another burger place that isn't Grilled, take a photo of you and the burger and then say, should have gone to Grilled like Radio Mike said. Do that. Wherever you're getting a burger, tag Grilled and tag me, so they know how much of an influencer I am. Never got a cent for the work I did for Grilled, for the influencing I did for Grilled, but was pushing them to officially sponsor the show because I was for a long time their unofficial ambassador. Well, and this came just as much a surprise to me that it probably will to you, because over the weekend, I got a message from the official Blue Tick Grilled Instagram account, the same one that I've messaged in the past. The message was this. You want to be a real life influencer? ? Well, we've just launched a new campaign. Right? And I was like, whoa, what is Grilled saying? And then I say, yes, I do want to be a real life influencer. I've waited for this moment my whole life, or maybe like 4 months ago. But seriously, I'd love to work with you guys in any capacity, genuinely. And that was followed by this message from Grilled. A message that actually nearly made my heart skip a beat, to be honest. So I was dumbfounded that this message came through. Because I got a message from Grilled that said this, and this is word for word what they'll say, what they said. I'll pop it on the screen now. Because the official Grilled Burgers Instagram account sent me a message saying, let's make this unofficial ambassadorship official. That is right. I am officially a Grilled influencer. As of today, cue the celebration music in post. As of today, I am a Grilled influencer. I have officially been engaged by Grilled. I am now sponsored by Grilled, technically. I am being sponsored by Grilled and I am an official. I am still, please don't think I'm no longer the unofficial ambassador of Grilled. I still am the unofficial ambassador of Grilled, but for the next little while, I am an official ambassador of Grilled. I am going to be doing one project with Grilled in the next week. So next week's podcast, there will be a segment that's sponsored by Grilled, which I hope you guys will enjoy. It's going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to it. And huge news, because like I've said, that's funny. Hey, that was the funny part of this. But also, we actually are getting to a point in the show, which is amazing, where we are starting to pick up little sponsors. There's a couple things in the works, which I'm really excited about. sponsors are, you know, a commercial reality, and part of, you know, I'm not doing this podcast to become a millionaire. I'm definitely not. I have a job. That's not making me a millionaire, but I have a job, right? I have a job. I have a business. And then this is a side thing I do mainly for fun, but it costs me money. That is money that I also need to spend on bills and rent and food, right? So if a sponsor comes on the podcast, and if a sponsor comes on the podcast and you like the podcast, supporting the sponsor is how you can support the podcast, like genuinely. So I hope you can get around that. That's the sign of the show growing, and people wanting to jump on board and work with me, which to me is a huge thing, because 3 years ago when I started this podcast, there was $0 of revenue and only loss. Now, you know, we're starting to get to a point where we might actually be able to break even on this podcast, which is awesome. So thank you so much. It's all because you guys contribute and collaborate and post to your stories, like I said at the start of the show, and get involved with the show. That's, you know, people seeing the show and seeing the fandom of the show and people interacting with the show is the best way for this to happen and for the show to grow. So again, like, you know, chuck this episode on your story. Say, hey, I like this podcast. You should listen to it. It's funny. Or do a review, you know, share it around. That's how the podcast sustains itself. And it's really exciting for me. I know people don't necessarily like ads on podcasts. Like, that's not a good thing, but it's not, you know, it's not going to be like in your face or anything like that. And it'll be in the tone of the show as well. So yeah, that's a cool thing. I'm really happy about that. So thank you so much to all of you. I can't tell you how thankful I am. Okay. Couple more things for this week's show. And this one is possibly one of the most important things I'll talk about all year. We really have to talk about something that is just an example of Hollywood going too far. And that is the new Pixar movie that is coming out, which is the Buzz Lightyear themed movie called Lightyear. Here's a little grab.
Cabin pressurization is underway.
Okay, you heard it there. Now, the new Pixar movie Lightyear, as I said, is an example of how Hollywood nostalgia is just going one step too far. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for this. I will see this movie. I'm positive I'll love it. This movie has got to be, I think this movie is too much for common audiences to comprehend. I genuinely do think that, right? If you're not familiar, you know, everyone's familiar with Toy Story and the character Buzz Lightyear, who is a toy in Toy Story, right? The film Lightyear, and this is just what's going to blow your mind here, because I just don't think people are going to grasp what this is. And we see, you know, we've got stuff like, you know, in the Star Wars universe, there's the Han Solo movie, Solo, A Star Wars Story. And people are like, oh, okay, it's like, it's Han Solo, but when he was younger. It's like the origin story of Han Solo. Cool, I get it, great, I get what they're doing, cool. Or you've got, you know, Jurassic World. Oh, yeah, it's like, it's Jurassic Park has happened, and now this is in the future, and now they're doing a new theme park, Jurassic World. Now get this, Lightyear. This movie, the movie Lightyear, the Pixar movie Lightyear that is coming out, is the movie, the in-universe movie that Andy, the boy in Toy Story, saw that made him want to buy the Buzz Lightyear doll. Bam. I'm going to repeat this because it's so stupid. This is the science fiction movie, right, in the world of Toy Story, that the Buzz Lightyear toy is based on in the world of Toy Story. Again, I'm going to try and rephrase, like, it's just, it's too much. So this is like, essentially what they're saying is in the world of Toy Story, Andy, the boy, went to see a movie that is essentially like the Star Wars of that, of in this universe, in this toy universe, right? And this is the movie Lightyear that the character Buzz Lightyear is from in that, in the Toy Story universe, and now they're making that movie in real life. This is, the movie is the movie that Andy saw that made him like Buzz Lightyear, which is why his mum bought him the Buzz Lightyear toy for his birthday in the first movie. This is too much. This is going too far with meta movies and prequel movies and sequel movies and nostalgia movies, all right? At least with Han Solo, it made kind of sense, right? We saw Han Solo in the original Star Wars movies, cool. Now, this is him when he was younger. How cool is that? This is just him, a whole movie about Han Solo. But, you know, this isn't that. This is, hey, we're making a movie that is the fictional movie about Buzz Lightyear, of which the merchandise of Buzz Lightyear was based on from that movie, that a fictional boy bought that toy. This is that movie that he saw. Too much. Because even saying that makes me feel insane. Even saying that makes me feel like I can't handle this. Like, I'm trying to think of like another example of something. Like, I can't even think of another world in which it, okay, it's sort of like, it's not even as, it's weirder than this, but it's kind of like if they made a full length Itchy and Scratchy movie, right? It's like, you know, there's that episode of The Simpsons about the Itchy and Scratchy movie where Itchy and, you know, Bart can't see the Itchy and Scratchy movie, right? It's like if the creators of The Simpsons were like, hey, we're making that movie. We're actually making the real world, that we're making the Itchy and Scratchy movie that was in that episode of The Simpsons. We're making that and releasing it in the real world. It's pretty much like that. It's too much. Common audiences don't understand this shit. They're too mainstream. They're too stupid. People can barely get a... Seriously, like, it's 2021 and people still can barely get their head around the Marvel Cinematic Universe. People are still like, wait. So, like, there's an Iron Man movie and there's a Hulk movie and then there's, like, one movie where they're, like, all in it? What? I don't get that, right? People can't get their head around that. So how are people going to get their head around that the Buzz Lightyear movie is the movie that the kid in Toy Story saw that made him want to buy the toy Buzz Lightyear? Jesus Christ. I'm still going to see it though. I love Pixar movies. But anyway, that's my little rant about Pixar movies. Okay, I just got a couple more things. I spoke a little while ago about wanky song titles on albums, particularly in the new Coldplay album, Music of the Spheres, which used emojis as song titles, which I just thought was genuinely very, very wanky. Got a one up on this from Radio Lazza. Lazza's a longtime listener of the show, so appreciate you sticking with the show, man. He said, go and look at the song lyrics for the album Bon Iver, 22 a million. Bon Iver, 22 a million. So I'm looking at the album on Spotify now. Okay. Absolutely ridiculous song titles. I can already see it. Track one is called 22 and then in brackets, over soon, except the two O's in the word soon are infinity symbols. So there's two infinity symbols. You'd think there'd just be one because an infinity symbol kind of looks like two O's. But it's two infinity symbols. The second track is called 10 Death Breast and then two squares and varying capital and varying like uppercase and lowercase letters all with space bars. Track three, 715 Creeks. Track four, 33, quotations, God, close quotations. What is this? Track five, 29, hashtag Strafford, APTS. Track six, 666, upside down letter T. These are actual tracks on this album. Seven, 21, Moonwater, but the two O's in moon are not infinity symbols, but diamonds. Track 8 is called 8, and then in brackets, the word circle. Track 9, underscore, 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 45, underscore, underscore, underscore. And finally, track 10, 00000 million. I'm not even going to comment any further on that. I think what Lazarus sent in speaks for itself. If you can top the album Bon Iver 22,000,000 in terms of wanky track titles, send it in. Finally, I did want to talk, I might talk more about this next week, but I did want to talk briefly about the metaverse. Let's play a little grab.
Imagine you put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home space. It has parts of your physical home recreated virtually. It has things that are only possible virtually. And it has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
Super interesting. Very ambitious. Don't think we'll see it. At least me. I don't think I'll see this. Like, I think this will be a reality. Basically, virtual reality world. Ready Player One style. If you've seen Ready Player One, that's what Mark Zuckerberg wants to make with the metaverse. Don't think I'll see it fully realized in my lifetime, sadly, because I think it'd be cool to experience, but I just think this is so far away from reality. Like, we're only just, like, not beginning with VR, but VR isn't mainstream yet, right? Augmented reality kind of is, but, you know, VR, we haven't even gotten to, like, basic VR being easily accessible and easily integrated into everything, right? I actually wonder if we'll see, like, obviously PlayStation has PlayStation VR, but not many people have it, right? And there's not much being developed for it, right? I think it'll start first in gaming, right? Eventually there'll be developers developing, you know, lots of AAA games for VR. That's happening to an extent at the moment, but it's definitely not, like, most video games still are, you know, controller-based games, you know, on a screen, right? There's not many fully fledged VR games. It's not the mainstream gaming, but I think that's where this will happen first, this VR taking on a new life, right? So I don't think I'll see this metaverse in my lifetime. Ready Player One is really interesting. You know, in Ready Player One, most people spend most of their time in the Oasis. That's what the metaverse essentially is called in Ready Player One. It's a book. There's also a movie. The book is much better. It's a really good science fiction book I'd recommend. But I'm not concerned about this. I think this is genuinely where we're headed as a society. I don't see why not. Even at the moment, we don't really think about it this way, but platforms like Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, these are realistically places where we spend time. They are locations where people spend time, right? It's almost like we already are in a virtual world. We're just not going into it. Like, these are places where people interact, where people protest, where people put up messages, where people, you know, comment and chat to each other and critique each other and think about each other. Instagram, to me, is a location that we spend time with other people. That's how I've come to sort of see it, which is an interesting way of seeing it, I suppose. But I think in Ready Player One, most people spend most of their time in the Oasis because now the world is so overpopulated and the world is so polluted and just damaged, essentially, that people prefer to live in this virtual world. They work in the virtual world. They earn virtual currency, right? Bitcoin, crypto. And the currency in the virtual reality Oasis is worth more than the American dollar in the book. And I think it's a really fascinating future we're moving towards. Again, maybe by the time I'm, you know, heading out of this world and about to die, maybe we're starting to see this become more of a reality. I think there's a lot of dangers to it. You know, I grew up in the wild, wild west of the internet. It was very unregulated. It was very, parents didn't know much about it either in how it was developing. So I'd be really interested to see what it does for safety, particularly child safety, be really interesting. I'll talk a bit more about it next week, maybe. I did ask for a few questions in the Discord, and get into the Discord if you want to chat to other listeners of this show about topics like this. Radio Mr. Green Text, and I'll just answer these questions quickly, but please send in a few more because I'd love to talk more about this. I think this is a really interesting space. Do you think there's any other companies big enough to make a competing service? Yeah, I think it'll probably come down to Google and Facebook. I don't know if Apple would enter that sphere because they're so good at hardware. Google and Facebook. Google, I remember Google when I was at school put out a video for like this hypothetical Google glasses that was basically augmented reality around you and notifications coming up in your glasses and stuff. I think Google and Facebook have the resources to do it. I guess Amazon would end up doing something similar if Facebook and because Amazon seems to try to do everything that like Facebook and well, not Facebook, but more Google and Apple. Though, I mean, all, you know, who knows? Like Elon Musk is going to space. He's competing with NASA, right? It's interesting. But yeah, for me, it'd be Facebook and Google. Radio Biggin. He says, Facebook has a platform for social media inside workplaces called Workplace. Didn't know about that. What's the future of this? There have been rumblings for a little while of building virtual offices that all employees across the world could attend the same office in VR. Do we see avenues like this in Meta's future? Is it a genuine business step for Facebook or a name change to save face for investors? This is also really interesting. I mean, virtual offices and virtual spaces to hang out and virtual concerts, like I can definitely see that happening and I think it could be really cool. Like imagine being able to go to a concert, like experience a concert just from your bedroom, right? With goggles or glasses. I think that's really cool. I do think, like, I think it's a genuine business step and a name change for investors. Facebook's reputation is really bad at the moment. Mark Zuckerberg's reputation is really bad. The company's trying to reinvent themselves. Facebook is declining rapidly in popularity. Like, no one really uses it at all, aside from Marketplace. So, yeah, really, I really think it's a bit of both. Finally, Radio Whitey. Do you think it'll fizzle out like Google Plus or other things that big companies put money into? Are you excited about the uptake of VR, even if it's owned by Facebook, and the impact to gaming, VR live music, and comedy? Yeah, I don't think... I think there'll be iterations of this as it goes along. Like, I think Google Plus was launched at the wrong time when there was a lot of competition for social networking, particularly when Facebook was just too big. I don't think Google Plus ever could have kind of protruded on that at the time. Now, like, I think there'll be iterations of this and it'll slowly grow in popularity, just like Facebook. Like, Facebook started as just a college thing and then slowly more and more people joined it until it was worldwide, right? So I think this will be really, really interesting. I don't think it'll fizzle out. Like, I do genuinely think this will be this kind of thing. Not that Facebook will be the one doing it, but in 200 years, say, I reckon this will be a main part of life. The same way, you know, 200 years ago from today, no one would have been like, yeah, there'll be like this platform that everyone can access from a device where they can communicate with each other and send files and photos and information to each other, right? No one would have predicted Facebook then, or maybe they would have, I don't know. But I think that's where we'll be going in like 100, 200 years from now. I would love to experience VR gaming. I would love to do a full VR game experience and see what that's like. At the moment, I don't think VR is very good from what I've experienced. I did a bit in Japan at like this little VR studio that you pay to go into. I didn't think it was very exciting, but the possibilities are huge. And same with live music and comedy. I might leave it there on Meta for today, but I did just want to talk about it because it's really interesting. Send in questions. If you want me to answer any questions about any topics, really, I'll answer them. Like even if it's not about Meta, just send any topic you are like, hey, Mike, what are your thoughts on this? Like, I'll try and do a segment on it. Before we go, the plug. Normal things to plug, of course. Patreon.com/RadioMike again, as well as that, sharing the podcast, as I've said throughout this one. Share it on your story. Do a review. Share it with your friends. Put it in the group chat. Share one of the TikToks or reels to your story. DM it to a friend. Share it with a friend. Comment on it. Tag a friend, etc. Just say to your friend, hey, I really like this podcast. You should listen to it. I think you'd like it. Please do. I would like genuinely appreciate that. Thank you so much for everyone who is already on the Patreon. Again, paypal.me/itsradiomike for a one-off donation. This week, content is coming in fast and strong. Mike talks with Jack. Great episode. Here is a little plug from that. Check it out. It's on this feed, the 20th Century Boy feed, and on YouTube. Go and subscribe. So this is as simple as I can put it. I tried to think of how I could tell this story the best, but I think the best way of telling this story is just by coming out right and saying, and I can't stress enough how just insane this is. My dad fell asleep
mid-conversation with someone. One-on-one conversation. My dad fell asleep.
Sitting down, standing up, sitting down.
I love mic talks, love doing them with Jack. So that was a great episode, and thanks for all the feedback on it. That being said, I've got a bunch of mic talks. I recorded one on the weekend with a friend. I think that was really funny. And I've got one on Friday with someone that I think is really cool. More information on that. They're going to hopefully be coming out fortnightly. They come out on this feed, like I said, and on the YouTube, as well as that Harry Potter and the Boys. Yesterday's episode of Harry Potter and the Boys, Zach Miller was my guest, and boy, oh boy, like, it really was the final. If you've been, go and binge that, my Harry Potter fan fiction. But this was like, it's the second last chapter of the book, and it really was like a, like, it, so much happened. And also, we realized this about the show. I actually would guess that unless there is a podcast out there that is specifically about farts, we are the number one fart-based podcast in the world.
That's another one doesn't come to mind.
Again, all the plugs, like sharing podcasts and stuff, applies to Harry Potter and the Boys and Mike Talks as well. Please share them around, guys. It really genuinely helps. Subscribe to the YouTube, Instagram, radio.mike, TikTok, radio.mike, Pat, radio.mike. I think Pat's working really hard on all the clips. And we want to try and hit 10,000 TikTok followers by the end of the year. Can you help us do it? Maybe. And finally, I think that's more or less everything. So yeah, I might leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. My name has been Radio Mike. This has been The Inside of My Mind. Don't block the MDF. I'm a very kind young man, and some of your older staff could learn a lot from me. Don't lie to me, because I'll see you. I'll see you in the Dream Factory. Will Kennedy finish your farm project? Oh my god, you got a second Yahtzee. And I think there's one more of these, but I've definitely forgotten it. Goodbye! Woo, see you later, guys. Video exclusive thing on YouTube happening right now. See you guys. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.